I'm going to be reading from Psalm 13 for our Old Testament scripture. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. This is the word of the Lord. Now we're turning our scripture to St. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands, the mark of the nails, and to place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, the disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Let's pray. Dearest God, so take my heart, so take my mind, so take my body. Use them for your glory and the benefit of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. God's people said, Amen. Chaos. Just 3 days before the Savior of the world has said his last statement, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Just 3 days before that, he was beaten with the cat of the nine tails. Just 3 days before the resurrection, all of his disciples had abandoned him. Just 3 days before this auspicious event of the resurrection, he was tried in a kangaroo court. Just 3 days before, the Lord was buried in a tomb. Chaos ensued. Just as Jesus predicted, the shepherd shall be slain and the sheep will be scattered. Chaos. Chaos was the order of the day after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. chaos. Just 3 days before the Savior breathed his last statement, my God, why have you forsaken me? Peter distraught, Matthew scared, John afraid, along with the rest of the disciples in the room wondering what the government was going to do with them because of their subversion. Faith was in short supply, for Jesus had not yet appeared. And that is our subject this morning, short faith. Short faith. Jesus had not yet appeared, and there was all kinds of rumblings inside of the disciples. The entire atmosphere was filled with chaos. And then Jesus comes and transforms the entire room. The risen Savior's presence transfigured the room where once chaos ruled, now peace exists. Our passage says, Jesus came and stood among them. He says, peace be with you. To the disciples who had abandoned him, Jesus says, peace be with you. To Peter, who had denied him 3 times, peace be with you. Jesus bursts into the scene and he destroys chaos that fills any room. The fearful disciples, gripped with the unknown, are stripped free of chaos and given the assurance that the King will release all of their fears in the midst of chaos. How marvelous it is to view how calm streams came down upon the apostles after such a tumultuous weekend, and God breathes the Holy Spirit on them. Through this appearance, Jesus reveals himself as the one who overcame death and who lives forever. It is also partly Jesus fulfilling what he promised earlier in St. John chapter 16. He says, verily, very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will be turned to joy. Jesus gave them physical evidence of his identity. Jesus satisfies all their senses by telling the disciples to put their hands in his side. Beloved, there will come times when our faith will be tested by chaos which engulfs us. Our faith is being tested now by COVID-19. But there'll be other things that will test our faith, and our faith will be found short. A child may be diagnosed with a rare form of cancer which has no cure or treatment. There will be times when you're in a toxic relationship and you can't get out of it. The unexpected loss of a loved one can bring about a testing of your faith and may find your faith short for the task. What do you do when life has flooded the surroundings and you can't endure it and your faith is short? What do we do when unwanted chaos fills our life and we don't have enough to get through? Our text provides some answers for this question, precious ones. When our faith is short, what does God do for us? Well, first, God tells us to surround ourselves with other believers. The Bible says in verse 24, but Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. Thomas was not there when Jesus first visited, yet Thomas found the disciples, and the disciples heard and saw Jesus and attempted to encourage them. When our faith falls short, to get around other people of God brings us up, even if it's just a little bit. There's nothing like the encouragement of Christians to build our short faith. The Bible is clear that where 2 or 3 are gathered, there will I be also. Saints, I want to thank God that we are a church that fellowships. We like fellowship over my favorite thing called food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's such a joy to know that God's people want to be together, because you never know what a person is going through on a particular day. And when somebody shakes your hand or says to you, come on over for a mountain pie, that's joy. Try your best when chaos comes to get around other Christians. Another thing we can do is confess our unbelief. But Thomas, who was called the twin, says to them, I will not believe until I see the marks in his hands and until I see the mark in his side. We confess our shortcomings. There was another passage in the Gospels where a young man brought his son to the Lord. And he said, Lord, I know that you can heal my son, but help the part of me that doesn't believe. There's nothing wrong with confessing that you don't believe at a particular point. God will make up the difference. Amen? The disciples would not abandon Thomas to his unbelief. God the Father, God the Son, nor God the Holy Ghost would abandon Thomas to his unbelief. And God will not abandon you to your unbelief. Finally, the shortness of our faith provides the Lord the opportunity to make up the difference in our short belief, in our short faith. The Bible says, verse 26, a week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Do not doubt, Thomas, but believe. And this was Thomas's response. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me yet believe. We find ourselves in a blessed position when we're in chaos and we believe God's word and his presence. When chaos rules the day and our faith is suffering a severe deficit, it is the opportunity of the Lord to make up the deficit of our unbelief. God is like that. He knows our weaknesses. God makes up the shortcomings. He knows what we stand in need of. God will give us what we need. In moments of chaos, he will bring us into the blessed peace of his presence. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for how you step into the breach when we find ourselves short of faith. Lord God, you don't chastise us and berate us. What you do is you make up for the faith that we need, especially in times of chaos we didn't ask for, especially in times like we're in right now with the COVID virus, and there is such tensions between what we should do and how we should do it. Oh God, continue to speak your peace as we draw together in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this. And God's people said, amen.